Model Test 1. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
11. I heard that you had taken an optional course last semester. How's it going?
Terrific. The professor really made me in love with biology.
Question. What did the man imply? Twelve. Excuse me, I bought this overcoat yesterday. Here is the receipt. As soon as I put it on, the sleeve fell off. And I've just noticed that the collar is coming off too.
Why don't you just sew them back on?
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? Thirteen. Hello, I'd like a tourist guide, please. How much is that?
It's free. There's a map inside.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
Fourteen. Can we sit over there? There's a free table by the window.
Sorry, sir. That table has been reserved. Come this way, please. How about this one, sir?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Fifteen. Do you have time to stop for lunch?
Yes, I'm hungry. This snack bar has a good selection and the prices are moderate.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers going? Sixteen. An interview? I'd like to, Miss Carter, but I'm afraid my schedule is all full. I can't spare the time.
It won't take you long, Mr. Josh. 2 hours or less will do.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Seventeen. Oh, thank you very much. Look, I'm only here for 3 days. What are the best places to see?
Well, are you interested in visiting some outlying islands? There are a lot of things you can see there. There are old villages and towers, and the scenery is very nice. This brochure tells you more. You could think about it.
Question. Who is the man most probably speaking to?
Eighteen. There's hardly any water in the radiator. That's dangerous, sir. You could break down because of the heat, you know.
Please fill it up with water, then.
Question. What can we know from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hey, Neil. Now that the midterms are over, a bunch of us are getting away for the weekend to go canoeing. You want to come along?
Well, it'd be great to get away, but I've never done it before.
None of the others have, either, except for me. I went once last fall, but there'll be an instructor in each canoe the first day.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This is our last chance to take a break before finals. The scenery is beautiful, and if it gets too hot, we can dive in whenever we feel like it. The river's really calm this time of year. No rapids to deal with.
That's a relief. What would I have to bring?
Let's see. Tom's bringing food for the Friday night cookout for everyone. And the people who run the trip have tents set up and they supply food and drinks for all day Saturday. On the way back Sunday morning, we'll stop somewhere for breakfast. So you have to bring a bathing suit and a sleeping bag.
Well, I do love camping and sleeping out. Where is this place?
Well, it's about an hour and a half to the place where we meet the trip leaders. We leave our car there, and they drive us and the canoes upriver to the place where we start canoeing.
And who's driving us to the meeting place?
Well, I was hoping we could take your car. Mine's in the shop again.
Oh, I see. It's not me you want, it's my car.
Don't be silly. So, what do you say?
Why not?
Great. I'll give you a call when I find out when everyone wants to leave on Friday. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 19. What is the main reason the woman calls the man? What is one of the attractions the woman tells the man about canoeing? 21. What is one thing the man has to bring? 22. What will the woman confirm with the man soon?
2. How do you like the new art museum?
Wonderful. I spent most of my time at the art museum. I especially liked the new wing. I was amazed to hear the guide explain the problems they had building it.
Right. I just read an article that went on and on about the cost. 90 million in total, I think.
Yep, the guide mentioned that. You could see they spared no expense.
It looked really unusual, at least from what I saw in the picture.
It is. The basic design is two triangles. In fact, there are triangles all over. The paving stones in the courtyard, the skylights, and even a lot of the sculptures. One sculpture is immobile. It's in the courtyard and it's made of pieces of aluminium that moves slowly in the air. It's really impressive.
That was in the article too. It said that the original was steel and it weighed so much that it wasn't safe to handle.
Right. They did it over in aluminium so it wouldn't come crashing down on someone's head.
You know, the article went into that in detail. There was even an interview with the sculptor.
I'd like to read that. Would you mind if I borrow the magazine sometime?
No, I wouldn't mind if I haven't thrown it out yet. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 23. How had the man learned about the museum? 24. According to the woman, what do the paving stones, skylights, and mobile have in common? 25. What was the problem with the original mobile?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. We don't know how the first fire was made. Early fires on the earth were certainly caused by nature, not by man. Some were caused by lightning in a storm, others perhaps by one hot material which came out of a volcano. Quite possibly at times the heat of the sun set light to some dry grass or leaves. At first man, like other animals, was probably afraid of fire. He saw that fire could destroy a forest. He knew that fire could hurt his body. So great was the power of fire that he feared it and worshipped it. Gradually, however, with his better powers of thinking, he overcame his fear. Probably he overcame most of his fear when he discovered how to make fire for himself. Throughout the ages, he has learned more about fire, how to control it, and how to use it in many ways. Now fire is no longer a master or a god, it is a servant. Again, at some early date, man found how fire could be used to make certain metals from rocks. Sometime later, he found out how to make the metal which we now call bronze. This is a mixture of copper and tin. Bronze was a very useful metal. It was hard and tough, but he could shape it by hammering, probably with heavy stones. He could make a tool with a sharp edge for cutting. It isn't so easy to get iron from its ore, and this metal was probably not discovered until very much later.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. 26. What do we know about early fires on the earth? Question 27. What was probably man's response to the first fire? Question 28. What is bronze made of?
Passage 2. Unlike most of the other holidays, the history of April Fool's Day is not totally clear. The closest point in time that can be identified as the beginning of this tradition was in 1582 in France. Before that year, the New Year was celebrated for 8 days, beginning on March the 25th and lasting until April the 1st. With the reform of the calendar under Charles the 9th, a new calendar was introduced, and New Year's Day was moved to January the 1st. However, many people did not receive the news or refused to accept the new calendar and continued to celebrate the New Year on April the 1st. These backward folk were labelled as fools by the general public. They were often sent on fool's errands, or were made the target of other practical jokes. This evolved, over time, into a tradition of joke playing on the first day of April. The tradition eventually spread to England and Scotland in the 18th century. It was later introduced to the American colonies of both the English and French. Jokes performed on April Fool's Day range from the simple, such as saying, your shoes untied, to the elaborate. Setting a roommate's alarm clock back an hour is a common trick. Whatever the joke, the trickster usually ends it by yelling to his victim, "April Fool!" Practical jokes are a common practice on April Fool's Day. Sometimes elaborate practical jokes are played on friends or relatives that last the entire day. The news media even gets involved. For instance, a British short film once shown on April's Fool Day was a fairly detailed documentary about noodle farmers and how they harvest their crop from the noodle trees. April Fool's Day is a for-fun-only celebration. Nobody is expected to buy gifts or to take their significant other out to eat in a fancy restaurant. Nobody gets off work or school. It's simply a fun little holiday, but a holiday on which one must remain forever alert, for he may be the next April Fool.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. When was the New Year celebrated in France before 1582? When did the tradition of April Fool's Day spread to England? 31. What do we know from the passage?
3. A South African businessman is refusing to leave Croatia until he finds a girl who he saw across a crowded bar. Keith van der Spoo has never even spoken to the girl, but says she was the most beautiful woman he has ever seen. He has cancelled his flight home and taken out advertisements in local newspapers in the port town of Split. Mr. van der Spoo says he was having a drink in the bar when he saw the pretty girl smile at him across the bar. While he was trying to look at her closely, she disappeared. But he's convinced she was a local, because he heard her calling to a female friend shortly before he lost sight of her. Van der Spoo, who is also the head of the South African Water Polo Association, said he could not get her out of his mind, and when he got to the airport, then he realised he could not board the plane. He has already extended his holiday for 4 months and says he is prepared to stay in Split for as long as it takes. "I will not leave this place for years if I have to. When I saw her and she looked at me, I knew she was the one. There was pure chemistry between us. I can't get her out of my head. I just want to meet her and see her long dark hair and beautiful smile again. She is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. If she is married or is not interested, I can accept it, but I have to know. I have to see her one more time, and I have even bought a diamond ring for her."
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. How long has the man decided to stay in Split? 33. Where was the man when he saw the pretty girl? 34. What do we know from the passage? 35. What will the man do if the woman is not interested in him?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organization. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. But he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.
Now, the passage will be read again.
The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organisation. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. But he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organisation. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. But he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.
This is the end of listening comprehension.